Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I suppose whichever poll you want to look at, we'll find out that President Trump's doing better than President Biden. We'll find out that the economy is doing better, but some people are having trouble. Meanwhile, the economy's doing terrible, but some other people are doing great. Trying to make sense of it, folks. That's what we do here on this program, and we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. It is the Friday edition of the program. We made it, folks. Right into the weekend, basically. We're almost there. We're almost there. But we're glad to be along for the ride with you this morning, folks. We're glad that you're there as well. And, of course, Kyle Warren with you. And the program's going to be chock full again tonight, my friends. We have so much to tell you about. And don't forget the telephone number if you'd like to be part of the program, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message as well. More information about the program there. And also you can subscribe to my podcast as well. So I hope that you have a wonderful weekend planned. For Southern California, I can tell you right now the rain is returning. It's supposed to kind of be gone for most of Friday and Saturday, but then returning Sunday with a vengeance as it comes through most of next week, we understand. They call it the Pineapple Express. They call it an atmospheric river. We just call it very, very soggy. No doubt about that. But folks, once again, we're going to talk this morning, of course, about what's happening with these retaliatory strikes. The Pentagon now defending the notion that this is all being delayed. We'll tell you about that. And at the same time, we understand that the retaliatory strikes against the Iran-backed groups may be fairly large in scale and are tracking with what we've been hearing already insofar as that they will be executed over several days. By the way, it could include even Iraq and Yemen as well. So, folks, it's going to be a roller coaster ride very, very soon. But before we get started on all that this morning, before we get started on all that, I do want to take a moment. This is from Fox 13 in Tampa. And, of course, you know, folks, Tampa Bay is and Tampa, Florida is our adopted hometown for the program. And there was a terrible tragedy earlier in Clearwater. And, of course, we've got friends in Clearwater. We've got callers who called the program from Clearwater. And it was just devastating earlier today to hear this news. This, again, from Fox 13, Tampa Bay. Several killed in Clearwater plane crash at a mobile home park after engine failure, this according to the fire chief. The Federal Aviation Administration confirmed a Beechcraft Bonanza V-35 crashed into the Bayside Waters Mobile Home Park. This was formerly known as Japanese Gardens on U.S. 19 south of the Clearwater Mall around 7 p.m. They said the pilot had reported an engine failure. FAA officials have not released details about how many people were on board when the plane crashed, but we do understand that the Beechcraft Bonanza V-35 can seat, I think, up to about six people. This airplane has been around for a very, very long time, post-World War II. In fact, according to the information we're finding, this particular aircraft or the variations of it have been in production probably the longest of any aircraft in history. That's according to the information we're seeing. So it's a tried and true aircraft as far as we know. Now, they also are distinctive for their V tails. I don't know that we have any. And there are variants that have a standard tail, so we don't know which one this really was. But this doesn't appear to involve anything of that nature because engine failure was reported prior to the crash. We don't know how many people were on board, and we don't know, at least at this hour, how many fatalities there have been on the ground. However, according to the authorities, they have confirmed that several people were residents in the mobile home park and passengers on that plane were killed. So this, again, is a devastating news. It has saddened me greatly, and I wanted to make sure at the top of the program this morning that we bring this information to you. Clearwater fire crews responded to the scene, working to put out multiple fires within the mobile home park, along with other fire departments and law enforcement agencies responding as well. According to Fire Chief Scott Ellers, four trailers in the mobile home park were heavily involved in fire. And so, again, the NTSB and the FAA are on their way to the scene. The Clearwater Police Department will be assisting the fire department as they continue to search their search and rescue efforts. They're also going to assist these federal agencies with their preliminary investigation. And, of course, they'll begin to reconstruct. They will figure out what happened, obviously. But first and foremost is to help the survivors on the ground, anyone that needs medical attention, and, of course, then attend to those who were killed. This was, again, just a terrible, terrible tragedy. You know, my late father flew a small aircraft, civilian aviation. And he, of course, was very into that. But it can be a very dangerous thing, no doubt. And engine failure can occur. Other things can happen like that. We don't know all the details of this. But our thoughts and our prayers are there with you in Clearwater tonight, everybody. And we're just hoping for the most minimal of loss of life. This is, again, just a terrible, terrible tragedy. So we are there with you in spirit, and we want to reach out to you this morning here on the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to head out to the first break of the morning here in hour number one. And when we come back, we're going to talk about these planned strikes, what they might entail and so forth. And then also, the border continues to be a sticking point, especially trying to pass the bill to pay for these things. And Hakeem Jeffries is out there sort of echoing the president. You know, it's these MAGA Republicans that are causing all these problems, and they won't help fix it. They won't help fix the border. You believe that, folks? Well, stay tuned. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition, folks, and we're going to be here for the next 4 hours, basically, and we're going to be talking about all these different things that are happening across the country and around the world. And Fridays are always a little bit different. You know, we try to mix it up a little bit. And then, of course, on the weekend show, that's only 3 hours long. And same start time, 2 a.m. Eastern, right here on AM 860, The Answer. And so we hope that you can join us for that as well. We always have a lot of fun on the weekend show as well. But looking ahead here this morning, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in a little bit. We'll talk with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And then it's Friday, which means we'll talk with Frank Salvato as well from UndergroundUSA.com. And for all three of those individuals, I'm looking forward to speaking with them because there is so much going on in all of their areas of expertise and some of the things that they keep an eye on. And one of the things I'll ask Chris Markowski about is that there's a report out there, a new poll, showing that Americans seem to be living paycheck. A lot of Americans seem to be living paycheck to paycheck. While that might not be anything brand new in the grand scheme of things, it sure does beg the question, are things really getting better in the economy? In fact, there's another poll that shows that some of the approval rating for Joe Biden regarding the economy, how people feel about the economy, also seems to be ticking upward from a few months ago. So does that mean that things are really getting that much better? Now, I know that there are some different numbers out there that people point to, and they say, look at this and look at that. But again, it's how people are feeling about the economy at their own level, which a lot of times dictates how things are going to really go, and even more importantly, how they might vote, because again of their perception. And it's difficult, right? Even as a presidential candidate, to say, look, if you vote for me, everything's going to be better across the board. Well, everything is, disparate as we go throughout the different parts of the country. Like, for example, in real estate. Real estate is, it's hard to manage that at a macro national level, right? But generally speaking, when that rising tide is coming in, it's lifting all the boats, well, that causes people to feel pretty good. You know, almost no matter where you go in the country at that point. So that's what the Democrats have to do. They've got to try to sell you that everything's getting better. Meanwhile, no matter how it's actually doing for you. So, I guess the strategy is, well, I don't want to look like a fool and say that, you know, maybe things aren't as good as they could be, or things aren't going well for me because I don't want to stand out like a sore thumb, that kind of thing. But it's always kind of different, isn't it? And I mentioned this before. When, you know, if you're Ronald Reagan or even if you're Donald Trump and you can say things like, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And that question could come back as a resounding yes. And that's what makes the difference. You don't have to sell that. You just got to ask the question. But if things aren't going so well, then you got to try to sell it to people to make sure that they understand that they're just wrong about how they perceive things. I mean, it is kind of strange, but that's kind of how it works sometimes. Well, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number. If you'd like to give us a call this morning, you have something to opine about. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send us a direct message as well. We definitely love hearing from you that way as well. But, you know, folks, as I mentioned, and by the way, again, you know, throughout the morning, if we get updates about what's happening in Clearwater and what happened with this terrible, tragic plane crash, a small plane crashing into a mobile home park, the Bayside Waters Mobile Home Park, again, formerly known as Japanese Gardens, U.S. 19 south of Clearwater Mall. That all happened around 7 p.m. local time. If we get any more information about that as we go through the program this morning, we'll, of course, bring it to you. This is very close to home for us here at the program and obviously for everyone at the station. And so we definitely want to keep you informed about that. And, again, our thoughts and prayers are just pouring out for the people involved in this. All right, so we mentioned too. I got a little off on the off on a tangent on the economy, but the United States, it looks like it's hinting that its response to the Iran-backed what they call militias, what they're really are terrorist groups, is imminent, and it's a large response imminent. As the Houthi rebels target another ship, this from the AP, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday, it's time to further disable Iran-backed militias, I'm going to insert the word terror groups, that have struck at the, well, and why do I do that? I do that because the word militia is kind of misleading, isn't it? It's designed almost to, because I think that word actually kind of legitimizes to some degree. It makes it sound like it's legitimate and organized, and although terrorists are organized, there's no doubt about that, it just makes it sound more like this is just an opposing force, you know, this kind of thing. No, they're terrorist actors, just like the ones that came across the border into Israel from Gaza on October 7th. These are not quote-unquote militias, as they are terrorists. And I think it's an important distinction. And so I don't do that just to be, irritating or something like that. But I do that in order to point out that it's not lost on us what these groups really are about and who backs them, why they're backing them, and what they expect to obtain from backing them, what they expect to the results to be from these attacks. And these attacks go on and on and on against our own service people that are stationed in the area, you know, all through this area. All right. So once again, it's Lloyd Austin says it's time to further disable the Iran-backed militias that have struck U.S. the terrorist groups that have struck U.S. forces and ships in the Middle East. And the U.S. is preparing to take significant action in response to the deaths of three U.S. service members in Jordan. For days, the U.S. has hinted that strikes are imminent, while the threat of retaliation for Sunday's deaths has driven some militant groups to say they were stopping hostilities as late as Thursday's Yemen's Houthi rebels were still attacking vessels and fired a ballistic missile at a Liberian-flagged container ship in the Red Sea. And again, it begs the question, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it begs the question, how is it possible that the Houthi rebels can fire anything? That, you know, I thought we were going in there and cleaning house. And this isn't a dig on the military, not even close. But it is a great question as to if we're going to stop it, it needs to be stopped. If we're going to open the shipping lanes and make sure that they are, unmolested, then that's what we should be doing. But, you know, again, folks, and this a lot of this is going to boil down to, and it pains me to say it, but there is so much to do now with the political front and how the administration is being perceived by Arab American groups or voting groups, countries, their leadership. All of that is going into the hopper in a very, very big way for the Biden administration. And that's why I am a little skeptical of the success that these strikes can really have, not at all in the sense that the military can't carry them out, but that it will be chosen, it will be micromanaged, it will be, just basically honchoed from the White House and whoever is making those decisions, and it's going to be designed to, you know, look like this is a big strike, as it should be, but at the same time, we got to make sure that we don't offend, and we're going to make sure we try to maintain, you know, our own status as the favorites of some of these different voting blocks. I really do think that that's going to be, that's one of the things that is entering into this, and I do think it can be very, very detrimental. Previous U.S. strikes have not deterred the attacks. Yeah, well, we know that. Since the war between Israel and Hamas broke out in October, Iranian-backed terrorist groups have struck U.S. bases in Syria, in Iraq and Syria, at least 166 times with rockets, missiles, one-way attack drones, drawing about half a dozen U.S. counterstrikes on militant facilities or terrorist facilities in both countries. The U.S. military has also carried out airstrikes targeting the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. So that's 166 times. And I saw I forget who said this, but because I would give them credit, but it shows that they declared war on us 166 times. That sounds about right. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Friday edition.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If your kids consume energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Hanya Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment and entered the plea in a court document that was filed Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Friday edition is rolling on, folks. Greetings from a very rainy Southern California. And there is a lot of flooding, by the way, in the L.A., Long Beach, Seal Beach area. I've spent a lot of time in Seal Beach over the years, and it's very close, right, you know, it's right there along the coast, PCH, so I don't doubt it. But certainly, a lot of times, you know, Southern California is not equipped to handle really any kind of flooding at all, and it's always big news. I can imagine some of the weather that we've seen going on all over the country here over the last few days and so forth, and over the last couple of weeks. I don't think we're complaining too loud because we know a lot of our friends and our listeners out there have had it a lot worse. So we know that for sure. Listener Joan chiming in here this morning on the direct message over there at KyleWarrenShow.com. Joan, I appreciate your message very much. You know, I think there were some issues yesterday as well, like you're saying. So if you're having an issue, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and try one of the alternate streams there, at least for now, because there may be another technical issue going on. But I'm not aware of that yet. But we definitely want to make sure that you find the connection there that's going to work best, at least for right now. And I do understand, folks, there was an issue last night on AM860, their stream, I believe. We got a few comments about that. And I think everything has been fine. The crack team of technicians and engineers, I think they've got all that solved. But we sure do appreciate it, folks. We got a great listener base on this program. I really appreciate it when you let us know if something isn't right. So we'd really, really do appreciate it. And listener Joan, be careful up there as we take a look this morning. Well, next segment, we'll be taking a look at what's going on all over the country in terms of the national weather that's happening. And so we'll definitely be taking a look at what's happening in Seattle, because I can see right now it looks like you do have a lot of rain coming into that area. So that's, again, battening down the hatches. So we're doing the same thing down here. Yeah, down on the other end of the coast. So, but thanks again, listener Joan. I appreciate it very, very much indeed. All right, so folks, the border. The president, of course, as we know, has said that he's done everything he can at the border. In fact, let's just refresh our memories, shall we? Here's President Joe Biden. And he is outside of the at the south lawn of the White House, out, you know, near the Marine One helicopter. And they're asking the president if they've done everything that he can do. Has he done everything he can do with executive authority? Let's listen in.
Have you done everything you can do with executive authority? Or is there more you can do?
I've done all I can do. Just give me the power. I've asked for the very day I got it off. Give me the borders control. Give me the people, the judges. Give me the people who can stop this and make it work less.
And again, the notion is, and this is where, you know, let's just say he's not telling you the truth. Let's just say that. He's just telling you that. He doesn't have to have this bill signed. He doesn't need to have anything like that done in order to begin to make a very large change. And remember, the president himself said, I'm ready for big changes at the border and this kind of stuff. But the big changes he's talking about and the big changes that you want are completely different things. You know, they want to be able to continue this nightmare. And they want to codify it even more. And they want to put in things like pathways to citizenship from the get-go. They want to do stuff. This is what, and as he said, from day one I've asked for this and stuff like that. Well, that's because it had all this cockamamie stuff in there that is never going to pass muster. So give me the power. I need the power. And that's just not right. Let's listen in to Hakeem Jeffries, who was being asked about this. And his problem is the MAGA Republicans. Let's listen in.
Mr. Leader, the Senate is obviously still negotiating the supplemental package, which would include border funding in Ukraine and Israel. But Speaker Johnson seems to be not interested in whatever they deliver before the text is even revealed. This despite the fact that there does appear to be enough both Republicans and Democrats to pass the legislation if it were to make it to the House. Have you and your colleagues discussed any effort to try and bring this legislation to the floor outside of the Speaker, a discharge petition, something along those lines? And how urgent do you think this need is? And then secondarily, if it emerges in a situation where the border package is something that Speaker Johnson just won't move on, do you believe that that should be separate from Ukraine and Israel in a separate package?
Well, there are three steps to this process. First, we need to evaluate what comes out of the Senate, if indeed an agreement is reached, have a family discussion about the best way to proceed.
Best way to proceed.
If there is legislation before us,
if there's legislation
sent over from the United States Senate. And third, enter into a course of action. Designed to make sure we are delivering real results and solving problems for the American people.
Solving problems.
As opposed to playing partisan political games.
It's these partisan political games that are causing these problems. And by the way, what's going to happen is there will have to be this legislation, and it will have to come to us from the Senate, and then we'll have to take a look at it. Then we'll have to have a family discussion. You know, come on. I don't know. I guess by speaking slowly and deliberately, I guess it makes this all sound so much more serious that, you know, when in reality the president can start reversing those executive orders that he reversed on day one, he can reinstate remain in Mexico, among other things, and we would actually be getting somewhere. And if Joe Biden wants to fool people into saying that he's tough on the border, well, that might at least help, right? All right, we got the telephone lines lighting up already this morning. Let's head on over. Caller, good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from? Good morning,
Hello?
Caller. Yes, good morning, caller. You're there. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, Buck, Sarasota, Florida.
Hey, Buck. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I was going to let you know I'm a veteran, and I was a military police, 95 Bravo and 95 Charlie. But I think one reason that they haven't attacked Iran yet is, first of all, they need the approval from China, because China gets $30 billion a year from Iran for oil. And I think we could go in there and probably hit some of their refineries, but they would probably shoot missiles into the Persian Gulf, like the ships, and over into Kuwait and Saudi Arabia's refineries. I think it's a lot more difficult than we know as me as a layman person now.
Well, sure. No, I agree, and that's why these, you know, when you talk about consequences. And, you know, in the context that there will be some reaction when we do our retaliation. So they have to be prepared for that, especially to keep our fighting men and women safe in that region, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And I think we're not going to attack Iran. We'll probably do the things with the Houthis again, with the missiles and where their sites are and everything else. So...
Go
ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think you're right. I think they're going to start on the periphery before they ever attack Iran proper.
Yeah, and we got to look at Taiwan. My son's over in Hong Kong, and he went over to Taiwan in November, and the plane took up like the space shuttle, he said that, and the pilot got on from Singapore Airlines and said, I apologize, I could not communicate over the runway at in Taiwan with Chinese fighter planes around it. So that's another thing we have to worry about, you know,
wow.
With China.
Wow. What an experience. That's right. That's scary.
Well, his company he works for has already told him, pack your bags, and his condo has a hotel, has a helicopter pad. But he's got tranquilizers for his two cats, because that's all he's worried about coming home. But we have to worry about Taiwan with, they want to take him back after the election and everything. So,
indeed.
It's
I know.
Scary.
It is scary. It's very, very serious stuff. Well, we're going to start heading out to the break here, Buck, but thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
And thank you for your service. And we hope that your son will be just safe and will come home safe at some point here. But thanks for calling. We'll hope to hear from you again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. So that's Buck in Sarasota. First-time caller to the program. That's really cool. We love first-time callers. And, yes, thank him for his service as well. And, folks, we're going to come right back. We got our first weather report of the morning. We got a great song lined up. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition continues on. We're coming right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Friday edition continues, folks. Hour number one is flying by. I'm not surprised. And we're going to take a look at the weather here in just a few moments after we play our first song of the morning. And by the way, I want to thank you. I want to thank Tony listening on WLSS. And I want to thank him for sending in a direct message. And he writes in and says, on February 3rd, 1959, rock and roll stars Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper, as well as pilot Roger Peterson, died when their Beechcraft Bonanza 35 crashed shortly after takeoff at night in poor weather. The accident in northern Iowa later became known, of course, as the day the music died, after Don McLean referred to it by that name in his song American Pie. This is amongst the most notable Beech 35 accidents that are listed on Wikipedia. So I really appreciate that, Tony. You're right. And this Beechcraft 30 Bonanza 35, which crashed in Clearwater, we'll find out more about that plane, of course, its age, any other issues that it might have had. The pilot had reported engine failure. So, again, that's what we know right now. But, yes, this is the same, evidently the same kind of aircraft, because that aircraft's been in production ever since the end of World War II, we understand. But, yes, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. And that song gets me every single time, American Pie. And the Don McLean, that is just, it really a masterpiece. It's really a masterpiece, I think, in how he crafted that. And so, yes, always remember Buddy Holly, and these great talents that were lost. And, of course, this morning we're also remembering those in Clearwater that have been affected by this. Our thoughts and prayers go out to them, obviously, and we just are going to stay on top of this story. If there's any other details that come out while we're on the air this morning, we'll definitely let you know. All right, well, it's time to play our song here before we talk about the national weather. Take a look at that as we head into the weekend on this Friday edition. And I think, now, yesterday we had some ELO songs, and we got a real nice message from Frederick listening up in New York City about that, that it brought back memories from his high school days. And, yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, I remember this song, but this is when I was much younger, obviously. But Chicago, obviously, has been around for a very, very long time, and a great, great band that's gone through several different sort of evolutions. But this also has Peter Cetera on the lead vocal, and it's one of their great, cool horn songs. And it's called 25 or 624. Songs. And I understand they used to close a lot of their shows with this one. And this very cool guitar solo, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time to go all the way through it. But it is, and by the way, that would be the extended version of the original version, was some 5 minutes long. For radio back in those days, they would have really pared it down to 2, maybe 3 minutes back then. So they would have cut out a lot of this amazing guitar solo. But it's a great song, Chicago, and I was hearing something about this song earlier today, so that's kind of what put it in my mind. And I thought, yeah, I think we should do 25 or 64. I haven't heard it for a very long time. All right, so folks, next hour we'll have a great song as well, because what we want to do is we want to make sure that we keep you going through the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning. As we head through this program this morning. And let's take a look at some of the national weather. We do have some dense fog advisories to tell you about this morning. morning. We got dense fog advisories up in South Dakota, mostly in the western part of South Dakota. Also, pretty much the entire northern half of Nebraska and the western half of Nebraska have dense fog. That's going to dip down into Kansas, western Kansas. So if you are traveling through there this morning or planning to, you definitely want to be aware of that as you head through there. So be careful. We've also got, of course, winter storm warnings all through most of central California, certainly southern California. I can attest to that. And parts of northern California. Also, it looks like we got some fog in the areas of I-90. This is going to be just outside of Spokane. If you're heading through Moses Lake on your way to Spokane, Washington, looks like you could have some dense fog in that area, patchy dense fog. Also, south of I-90, down into Yakima and Pasco, near Walla Walla, by the way. So be careful there. We've got a big storm that can bring mix of snow and rain into southern eastern half of southern Montana. So be aware of that. And then let's take a look here real quick to our precipitation that's happening right now. Seattle, looks like, again, you've got some rain that's just to your west right now, so that could be coming into Seattle proper as we go through the morning. All kinds of rain in Spokane, Washington, by the way, right now, again on I-90, and then bleeding over into the northern part of Idaho, so definitely 4th of July pass is going to be, I'm sure it has snow at this point, because Coeur d'Alene, Idaho is right smack dab in there. We're seeing mixes of rain and snow in that area, so definitely be careful there. Portland, Oregon, though, unlike Seattle, looks like you've got the rain that's already in your area, a little bit north there of Portland along Interstate 5. Looks like Redding down in California, you've got rain coming across the interstate there. And right now, at least on the radar, it's not too heavy, too much heavy rain in California, but that's all changing. And certainly if you're a little north of Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, you've got all kinds of rain. And then just south of L.A., through Orange County, Riverside, San Diego counties, all kinds of rain. Now, the same story is going to happen over in Phoenix, Arizona. You got all kinds of rain there, happening down towards Tucson as well. Let's see. Then for Salt Lake City, our friends in Salt Lake City along Interstate 15, rain mixed with snow. This is going to start around Nephi and head all the way up through Ogden and up to the border there with Idaho. Idaho Falls has rain. Looks like south of Boise through Mountain Home, Glens Ferry, and Gooding. Lots of heavy rain there, it looks like, at this hour. Okay, so when we come back, by the way, rounding everything out, we don't want to forget the East Coast here, but as we look at New York City, rain, all the way down to Washington, D.C., rain through Jersey, and snow mixed with rain in Rhode Island this morning. So we're going to keep an eye on this. We'll check it out again next hour. We've got another great song, by the way, to play for you next hour as well. So stay right there, everybody, because we are now climbing up to the top of the hour. You'll hear your top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything. And when we come back, we're going to start hour number two. We're glad you're along for the ride with us this morning. Don't forget, grab some snacks or coffee or something, because we are moving along. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Hour number one in the books.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.